Not exactly, we just recorded it, right. So, the Gemara Psochim, Tavtet on the base. So yesterday we started the Sugya of Tesha Tziburim. That was the Sugya of yesterday. That what was there? There were 10 piles of food, 9 of them were matzah, 1 of them was chametz, and an achbo, and a mouse came and took from one of them. And you don't know where, from which pile it took. So the Rashi was mazveh, once he took to the chayim, the Rashi was mazveh, the shayna here is the shayna of bedikas chametz. The shayna of bedikas chametz, that all you have to do bedikas chametz in this situation. Because in this situation, it might have been matzah that he took. So do you go according to the majority or not? And the Gemara was mechiah from Tesha Chatzkos. That if it's kavua, it's a mechta or mechta, meaning it's a suffix and you have to go to chumra. So as we left off Shia yesterday, the nail piped up. He says, well, why is it not, if it's only a suffix, maybe you would have eaten it already. So he means dark, it should be a snake snaker. We should be able to be maker because it's a snake snaker. That was that topic. Maybe it was chametz, maybe it was matzah. That's one topic. Another topic, even if it was chametz, maybe the achba entered already. So have a snake, a double topic. We know the normal rule by double topic is you can go to kula. So that is a great question, and that is the question which we're showing you I'm grappling with, which we will be learning in Me'at Hashem as we go on. We will be getting the maximum amount of credits I sent you last time. And some background noise, it's just muting. Okay, so that's the shadow which Daniel asked is basically the Mamma Kremis I said. How do we view this? Do we view it as one topic and two speakers? What is this? What is chat? Lachari Daniel's right. Lachari is a sex faker. Something maybe it wasn't comments in the first place. And even if it was chametz, it could be that the achba essence, right? And that's Hashem will have a tesis and will have a rivet and a balamoim and a run. They all address this shayla. All address this shayla. But putting that aside for the time being. Let's put that aside for the time being. So the Gemara says that if you find it in the achba, you see the achba taking it, then you have to be machmi. But if you find the piece on the floor, and then the Akva went and took it, and then the Akva went and took it into the house, then you don't need to do Bedika. Why? Because you can go according to the majority. The majority is, bread is not chomet, and therefore you can take on the not chomet went into the house. Called the parish, Meruba parish. Anything that's separated from the majority. So here, there was a piece of bread on the floor. The mouse went and scuttled off with it somewhere in the house. You don't need to worry about it because you go across the roof. Yossi yesterday was very unhappy so much about what's the big difference exactly. Where did this mouse get it from? He picked it up on the floor. But where did this piece of bread come from? It must have come from one of these piles. So what's the big difference between kol kavua kemechta mechta and kol the porish kemiruba porish? We explained yesterday that the run that I sent out yesterday in the Mamakimas also addresses this point as well. So all the questions that have been raised and shared are all addressed in the Mamakimas. The question of Daniel is in all of the Mamakimas I sent, and the question of Yossi is in the run. And we're going to leave it for you to work on, and then again, Hashem, we will focus on it all together. So now we're going to start with the next half of the story. Shnei Tziburim. This is just reading the Gemara. We have to learn the Gemara Rashi before we can start any places. So Shnei Tziburim. What happens if you have two piles? Two piles. Echot shal matzah, the echot shal chomit. Two piles. One of matzah, one of chomit. There are only two piles. No roiv here. It's 50-50. For the Kneim Shnei Batim. And we have in front of me two houses. Echad Baduk, Echad Sheina Baduk. Va'osi Shnei Achbarim, and two mice come, Echad Shokel Matzah, Echad Shokel Chomit. One took the Matzah, one took the Chomit. I said, one of them definitely has Chomit. We don't know to which house did each mouse go to. Now, obviously, if the mouse went in, the mouse came in the chometz, went into the house that hasn't had the bdika yet, then everything's good. Because that house, anyway, I need to do bdika. And the other house is still okay because the mouse carrying the mouse so went into there. The shayla is, maybe we have to be concerned that the mouse carrying the matzah went into the house that's already had a bdika. Sorry, the other end. The mouse carrying the chometz went into the house that's had a bdika already. And then we have a problem. Because the mouse that's carrying the chometz is now going to make the house that was boduk now ain't a boduk. So do we have to be concerned about that? Do we have to be concerned that the chometz has now gone into the clean house? Says the Mishnah, says the Gemara, Haynu Shtei Kupois. That is the same case as Shtei Kupois. So this is the Mishnah in Trumais. It's in Trumais. Actually, there's a Mishnah in Trumais. This is quoting a Mishnah. But it's very similar to it. The Mishnah Perek without it. But Kivegas asked why we bring up to the bright. The Tanya, there's a mission of bright are very similar. So why did the Gemara quote the bright as opposed to a Mishnah? The Mishnah in Shumit and the bright in Tosefta is very similar. Normally we quote bright instead of bright if there is a Mishnah. So there's shyly why we quote the Mishnah and the bright. Stay there. The Tanya is a bright. Stay kupois. The person has two boxes. Achas or chulin, one has chulin inside it. The achas or truma, one has truma inside it. But if name shnei soin, and he has in front of him two soin, a measure of achas or chulin, achas or truma. Finaflu elu v'toich elu. One of the measures fell into one box, and the other one fell into the other box. So do we have to be chayshish that the chulin fell into the truma? No problem, right? Now what about if the truma fell into the chulin? If the truma fell into the chulin, then the whole chulin now has got a mixture of chulin and truma, which you can't eat. Dimuai has to give it to kohen. So what do we have to be chayshish for it? And the Gemara says, the Mishnah, the Braisa says, mutarin, it's mutar. It's mutter. He allowed to eat both boxes. You can assume that the chulin went into the chulin and the truma went in the truma. Both of them are good. Where if the chulin fell into the truma, it wasn't a kalkal anything, but the truma anyway had to go to the kohen. If the chulin fell into the truma, so what would you have done with the truma beforehand? You would have given it to kohen. Now kohen can eat chulin. If the truma fell into the chulin, that chulin was going to be for all of us to eat. And now it can't be. So it's mekalkalit. So do we say that we assume that the kilkel happened? Or can we say pakeh, that we can assume that everything stays the same? The chulin fell into the chulin and the truma fell into the truma. So he says, Gival v'kechidu shani oimeh, nemuta shani oimeh, I say, chulin l'tzei chulin noflu, v'truma l'tzei truma noflu. I say, they should know, everything stayed the same. Whoa. So he wants to say, what's in here? You had a house that was bollock and a house that wasn't bollock. And now I've got two mice scurrying around, one carrying chomet, one carrying matzah. I'll assume that the chomet went into the non-bollock house and the matzah went into the bollock house. I've got a right to assume that. Just like that, I say, Snake Coopers.
So
one is the kill one not. What do you mean one's a kill
for? Also by the mice. Yeah, the funny, that's not a kill. Also,
so
you have to do the detail again. I mean, it's not like it's wasting something
that's been to be. Tashki is on the other hand, it's a tremendous amount of effort. You have to start cleaning your house again. So you have to do that. So much as by chulin, you could take on that the chulin pen and the chulin. And the truma fell into the truma. So we can assume the same thing, but because chomet, you're right, no hefted in moment, but there's a hefted in time. On Erev Pesach, I don't know if you remember, It's been a long time, but there's a bit of lachas. Right? So you've got a right to be meikel. The question is, why do you got a right to be meikel? What is the reason to be meikel here? So you might have thought, it's wrong, but you might have thought the reason is because I can rely on a chazaka. Rely on a chazaka. It was truma, the box of truma stays truma, the box of chulin stays chulin, the house of bodok stays bodok, the house of not bodok stays not bodok. That's what you might have thought. Rely on a chazaka. Whatever it was till now, stays, carries on. But that's not correct. That's not the pshat. The reason why we...
Well, if I say this, we don't know where it's gone, but there's also a topic whether it could have eaten it up. We know that animals eat these things up.
Very
so maybe they ate it up.
That was Reb Daniel Zahara from yesterday. We've got no right to say that. We'll have to see the sugyos why, but we have no right to say they've eaten it up. We're going to see a whole bunch of mahalkim, and you're saying why not. If you want just a simple one, taste is the last line. You see, this is the last line. 10 words. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Yeah, 10 last words of the Omid. The Kula Shmaita, a whole sugya Mari is referring, Shakiku Kolkach Godoil, the bread so big, the Lekida Meimachlosi. You can't see it out. That would be the simple explanation.
Okay, but besides, if they weren't big, according to Tosfos, they could have eaten it up. So they were small little things that were, you know,
We're talking about a case where it's so big, then you definitely will not eat it up. Okay, that's just a simple, we could even say Balabatish way of understanding, but it's good, at least we can now understand, it takes away the problems. And we're talking about a very big bread, where there's no half a minute it's going to eat it up. So the whole Shaila wants the Shaila is, can we assume that the Chometz went into the Chometz house? So what's the right to? So I was saying maybe Chazaka, but it's false. You can't say chazak in this case. In this case, I know something went into the house. I know something went into the house. So there's a big reisa to the chazak. A big, what's the English word for reisa? A
change. A change?
A what?
A change. A change circumstance.
Like a fruit. There's something like a fruit.
No, that's a raya. No, reisa is when things are... Indication, also not reisa.
Counter indication.
Meaning that something here happened to this house. I can't say, oh, that is all stayed the same. When a husband goes on a journey, the wife can assume she's still married. Because there's nothing telling me anything changed. Here, I see something changed. I saw an akhbar take something from one of these two piles, and I saw it come in the house. I've got a clear counter-indication that something's changed here, right? It's called reisa from the word ra. It's weakened. A weak barrel is called a chovitz ru'o, a weak barrel. So it weakens the chazaka we had because of this counter-indication, like the good English word that we have now. So the point is, I got no right to say, oh, okay, don't worry, the house is okay. It was okay beforehand, it's okay now. You got a right to say that. So why Taka can be made? What's the right to be made of? The answer is topic trouble. Topic trouble on the corner. I have a topic. If Truma fell into the Truma, or Chulim fell into the Truma, or Truma fell into the Chulim, I've got something. What happens? Since it's a Drabonon, because Truma, we'll see why it's Drabonon. Truma's Drabonon. So since it's Drabonon, therefore we've got right to be Gerukula. That's what the Gemara says. I don't understand the connection then to here by Chomet. By here by Chomet, we're talking about Shasha Bali Raya. There's Chomet in your house.
Right.
How can it be Medikum? That's the Gemara's question. When do we say Shani Oyma? Ema means I will say that we say, in other words in English, when would we say Shani Oyma, that I've got a right to say this happened? It's Truma de Rabbana. With Truma de Rabbana. As you know, Truma is a pasuk in the Torah. Truma is definitely the right. So what does it mean? We're at the top of Yudam Adam. What do you mean by Truma de Rabbana? So Yeshua is crying, right? Rashi says it means Shema nowadays. Shema nowadays, meaning that we know that the Chi of Shema Menatoyah is only when Rav and Klal Yisrael are living in Eretz Yisrael, which sadly hasn't happened yet. Maybe the bronze helped assistance. It will happen, but as of now, it hasn't happened. So we're still only Shema Drabonon. So Shema Shanim and Shema Drabonon. Shema b'drabonon, now it is only drabonon. So maybe you can be made till since it's sober drabonon. I'll see sober drabonon the kulim.
What about the rare stuff? We didn't want to go with Chazaka, and we didn't want to go because of that. You've got a strong rare stuff against that.
So what do you have? You have a simple topic, 50-50 topic, which thing fell in. You can't rely on Chazaka because it's a rare stuff, but now, so what are you left with? A simple topic. Did the Truma fall into the Chulin? 50-50 chance, right? Because one fell in one, and one fell the other. So 50-50 chance. So we'll say, Sofei Drabonon the Chulin. Right? Sofei Drabonon, we rule leniently. But, the Chometzer Aysa, Miyom Rinon, Chometzer Aysa. What right do you have to be made of? If it was Chazaka, we could even buy the Raisa, but it's not Chazaka. We can't rely on Chazaka. There's a Raisa. So what's the answer to rely on it? Sabajabonon. So here's an all-important words of the Gemara. Otto Dikas Chomets the Raisa, Derabonon. You think Dikas Chomets is the Raisa? It's only Derabonon. I mean, the Raisa, the Beetle, the Alma Sagido. The Raisa is good enough, just Beetle. Just Bittel. So we're obviously talking about a case before Zmanisa, right? Before Zmanisa. So then you could do Bittel. So there's only a Sofei Drabonon, do I have to do Bedika? So the Gemara, I've got a right to say that the Achbar, which is holding the Matzah, went into the checked house. And the Achbar that was holding the Chometz must have gone into the non-checked house. And therefore everything stayed the same, and you can go to Kula. So this is very important. So now the Gemara is telling me that the second Shaila of the Gemara, the second Shaila, was the Shaila of Drabonon. Wasn't the Shaila Menatea. It was the Shaila of Drabonon that we've got a chance to do Bittel still. Do I have to do Bedika? Says the Gemara, you don't. Why? Because Sofei Drabonon or Kula. Yes, Yossi.
Why
don't
we say that regarding the 9
pilots? Oh, so now we need to know, what about the 9 pilots? That's why it was so critical to get to the end of the Gemara before we start addressing the thesis here. What about the 9 piles? Why don't we say they're also Sofei Drabonon Rukula? So in which case would you say that the 9 piles Sofei Drabonon Rukula? In the first case where you saw it, took it from there. There were 9 piles of kosher, of matzah, 1 pile of chomet. So it's kol kavua, it's kemechal mesa, it's Sofei. So why can't we say in that case that Sofei Drabonon Rukula? Why can't we say, just like in the Shnei Kupois, or Shnei Tzibur, we said, Sofei Drabonon Rukula, why can't we say the same in the case of the 9 piles? Why can't we say, Sofei Drabonon Le?
What, that Bedikas promises is only Drabonon.
Right? The Gemara says at the end, yeah. The Gemara says Bedikas promise is at the end. That is probably also the best question you've asked today. It's a very good question, and Tosfos is bothered by it. Again, all the Rishonim are bothered by it. This question, together with Daniel's question, is basically the sugya according to all the cases. That means you're asking a question, why can't we say Sofei Drabonon Lekula? Just like we say Vishnei Tziburim, we should say also like Teisha Tziburim, Sofei Drabonon. It doesn't mean Kuvo, very nice it's Kuvo, but it's only Drabonon, Sofei Drabonon Lekula. One question. Daniel's saying, why can't we say it's a Svekseker? That we take on it, eating it. Those two questions together is basically the sugya according to the Rishay. So very good. So let's just
which is Daniel Svekseker?
So it's also what you asked. That why can't we say that the mouth ets up a bit? Why can't we maybe take on as a suffix it ets up? And therefore we should be able to say Svekseker the Kula. Suffix if it's Chomet, suffix mouth. So even if it's Chomet, it was eaten up. Yeah, it's a question you asked as well. I told you Tosfos answers that, Tosfos the last line, but I mean the Rishonim have a big arichus in trying to understand and come out with pshat on that. Yeah, this can be one tefillah. Okay, so let's start tefillah. Yeah, Mitzvah, your questions will be answered. Instead of just giving you the answer, let's learn it too. Yeah. So we're going to start tefillah. Probably get to half of it, maybe, and then for the rest of today, you should please finish off tefillah. But we'll discuss the rest of tefillah afterwards. But definitely, you should be learning. The Rishonim I sent out by email yesterday, you got it? Yeshua? Okay, I can email it again if you didn't get it. The email that I sent yesterday was my Makrimas, which are the Balamoi, the Ravid, and the Ram. Okay, so let's start here. Taino Tesha Chamris. Shepima Shepesha Kunchas Le'inyim Bedika. Rashi said, the Shaila was regarding Bedika. That's why Rashi explained it, right? The shadow was, do I have to do another bedika or not? So the whole shadow is any drabono. So when they hear the re doesn't like it. Why? The hechi might see Raya mit Teisha Chanuya. How can the Gemara bring a Raya from Teisha Chanuya? Hey, you see, you go to Chumra. That is Tzveika, the Raisa, but in the Chumra, there by Teisha Chanuya, she was talking about the Vela, which is an Eitzah, the Raisa. She was talking about the Vela. And here we're referring to Sofik Drabonon, Kida Omrinan Bistamulf, like we're going to say very soon. At the end of the Amud, beginning of Amud Bey, Amud Aleph, we said in the second case that we're talking about the Dikas Hamid Drabonon. So if so, Sofik Drabonon Akula, that's Yossi's Kasha. Looks like you're going to say some Rabbanon Akula regarding Shnei Tzibulim. You should say regarding Kol Kavu HaKimecho HaMecho. Then say this, Mio Yesh Loima Da'agi Kigun Shaloi Bite. He says, maybe we'll say the first case is talking about a case where you didn't do Bittul. If you didn't do Bittul and it's already past the time that you can do Bittul, so then the halacha would be the Kol Kavu HaKimecho HaMecho and it'll be awesome. You have to do bedika again. I think in the second case of the Gemara is still in that case, you could still do bittul. It's teichug because why talk about two different cases when it's talking about two different times? So talking about the same case, teishu tiburim, before bittul, when you can do bittul, when you can't do bittul. So we have the same thing. He took from the pile, right? Took from, there were 9 piles, 10 piles there. He took from the pile. Now what's the name? If you can do bittul, so we'll say Sabdraman Rakula. If you can't do Bittul, so you have to go to Chumra. So why do we talk about two different cases? That's the Deichik on the first chart. Alright. Wanna speak up a little if you can, otherwise I'll speak up.
These have to talk about two different cases.
Why?
By the case of the Teisha, we had 9 piles of Mata. So we're showing you over there, we'll consider it as 2. You'll still have to go ahead because it was...
After the Zman Bittul, so you have to do Bdika, yeah. Kol Kavu HaKimecho HaMecho, and you have to do, yeah.
Hashem can, but if I would have sent you the same exact case at the end, what would we say with regard to Chetzi Chetzi?
Well, why don't we say, yeah, if you took Kol Kavu, yeah, if you talk about the case of Kol Kavu before this Zman Bittul, so it's Chetzi Chetzi, because Kol Kavu HaKimecho HaMecho, and then you're able to be Mekta. Because it's Sofik Drabonon Akula.
Could it be? What would I say if it was 9-1?
It is, yes.
Okay. I'm saying, what if it was...
1-1? What's the difference?
9-1 the other way.
9-1 the other way.
Chomet versus
Matzah. And whether you... 9 piles of Chomet to 1 pile of Matzah. Whether it would say Kol Kavu HaKula. Yeah, it would say Kol Kavu HaKula as well. That we saw by Misa, it would say Kol Kavu HaKula. Master by. Okay.
But if the mouse took it from the street as opposed to being from the piles, you know which pile you got? 10, you got the 9 of comments and 1 of then he would have to check, no?
As I'll just say that after, it sounds a bit complicated. It's not much the... So let's try and get back. So Tosafot is saying, maybe to answer Rashi, that the first teret, the first case of Teshuvah Tzibur we're talking about before the Zman Bittur, sorry, after the Zman Bittur, when you can't do Bittur anymore, so there's a Sofer Deraisa, and the case of Shnei Tziburim is talking about when you could still do Bittur like the Gemara says. Right? That's what the Gemara, that's what Teshuvah says. Beichuk, if you look at the Ran and Yetshem, when you get it in the Mamakimus, you'll see the Ran, I sent you a Zachei Nira, that's where you start off. I didn't give you the question. This is one of the questions the Ezra asked Tzitzis. It's a big doichik to say such a pshat. Why talk about Teshuvah Tzibur and then Shnei Tzibur? Because it's talking about Teshuvah Tzibur twice. Teshuvah Tzibur when you can do Bittul, Teshuvah Tzibur when you can't do Bittul. What's halacha? So that's a doichik. Oid kasha, another kasha, you have a Teshuvah Chanuyah is leka cheskes heta. A Teshuvah Chanuyah is there's no cheskes heta. Halacha, but here, why can't we rely on Cheskes Baduk? The Baduk, we're referring here to a house that's been checked. Let's go back. What's the story about the Teshuvah Chanuyos? Let's get this clear. Teshuvah Chanuyos. Somebody goes into one of the stores and he takes a piece of meat. Right? So this piece of meat never had a Cheskes Kashus. Never had a name on it. Well, this piece of meat was kosher because we don't know. I've got myself it from which store I took it from. So since there's no chesed kashrus, and I've now got a suffer, can I eat this piece of meat? The klal is called kavur kemes amres. Then you can't eat the piece of meat. I think in the house, this house was checked. So it's got on it a status of being checked. And now what's your suffer? Did something go into the house to ruin that status? So we'll say kol kavah kemes samet. That we'll say sorry that aikuna chesed kashrus. Let's keep it. So it's chazaka. Let's keep the status there. What? So you're right. It's kol kavah kemes samet. You're right. There's a suffix here. But what does it mean when you have a suffix going trying to affect something which has a status already? Has a chazaka. The klal is if it gives a suffix, chazaka wins. So we should still be maker. Okay, so here I've got a topic, which piece the of food went into the house, right, was the piece, that piece, was the chomet, was the chomet, was the matzah? So you've got a topic on this piece, was this piece chomet to matzah? You've got a topic, right? But you know the house was baduk. The house of Achetz is baduk. So you've got a topic versus a chazaka. So chazaka should trump, chazaka should win. So the house, you shouldn't need to do a bidika. Let's take time out for a second just to analyze what we just had. This is the second kasha. This is the second kasha was, what was it? Now here I have a house which is Badei Bozok. And I've got a piece of food coming into the house that's Sofek Chomet. And since it's Sofek Chomet and you've got a house that's Badei Bozok, Chazaka should win and say that no Chomet came in this house. And I, that food, would have to say that food must have been matzah. Right? That's what Tosis is saying. Everyone's masking?
You know, but it is a riot so that something came in that could be chomet.
Very
so
good.
Maybe that's not so poshut.
Very good. That's why I wanted a timeout. Why is it different to what we saw in the next case where we said, you can't rely on chazaka. You have two piles. One piece went one place, one piece went to the other place. Even though one of the houses was Cheskes Baduk, we were only Mekel because Chometz Zemi Drabon. Shani Oymen. Chometz Drabon. He can't rely on Chazaka. What's the difference between this case and that case? Part of Avoda when learning Gemara is to break down the cases. Break down and work out what's the difference between this and this. You see that Chaim Brisk used to go with his son, Brisker of. And he'd ask him, what's the difference between a house and a tree? So the son would say, well, one's got windows and one doesn't. So he'd say, so you're telling me that? So if it says then a box is a tree, because a box doesn't have windows. So no, you'd have to break it down a bit more. One grows from the ground and one doesn't. So bananas now a tree. Right? So everything has to be broken down to work out exactly to analyze exactly what is the difference between one case and another, because then we'll get it clear. So we've got two cases here. One of them we face that we would rely on Chazaka, and one of them we saw clearly we don't rely on Chazaka. So what exactly is the difference between them? why in the case of Tesha Tziburim, where the mouse took a piece from the 10 piles and walked into the house, there we rely on Chazaka. In the case we have 2 piles, and there are 2 mice, then you can't rely on Chazaka. 9 you do, and the 2 piles you don't. So there's a kasher. There's a kasher rash. Why do you tell me? You're telling me that the reason is because of the deepest comments, and I don't understand it. Because here, by the 99 chanuyos, where there's no cheskes heter, then in the chanami, you have to be mach. But here, we've got houses bodok. We've got a big title in the house. It's got cheskes bodok. It's got a badge, bodok. So it's got a chazaka. Maybe a suffix, what food went into it. The suffix can't beat the chazaka. So should still keep it cheskes bodok.
It's 2 miles. It's
a stuff that
one of them is
about. What do you mean
one of them is about, eh? Well, one mouse is carrying mamash
chametz. Very good.
And so that's one is saying, oh, well, might be your right
not
be, but here you do have a
body
of...
Yeah, I'm sure that's saying the correct answer. There's a big difference between the first case and the second case. The Tesha Tziburim and the Shnei Tziburim. In the case of Tesha Tziburim, I've got one mouse carrying something. What is this thing? Is it chometz or matzah? Any mussak? Kol kevokim mechzal mechzal tells me it's a sofik. It's a sofik. It may be chometz. It may be matzah. The house is vaday cheskes bodok before the mouse walked in. So it's got chazaka bodok. A sofik can't detract from a chazaka. This thing's got status of being bodok. So status, I don't like Rashi's chat. You're telling me the shayla of chesed of Tesha Tziburim is a shayla of bedika, and should be able to go to Kula. Because I've got here a house which has a chazaka, and a sofik food, whether it's chametz or matzah, went in, sofik can't knock away a chazaka. Chazaka should win. In the next case, what do we have there? You have a house with chesed bodok. I know for sure that chametz went into one of these houses. Not a sofik. I know for sure that chametz went into one of these houses, because one of the achbarim carried vaday chametz, and one of the achbarim carried vaday non chametz. And both achbarim went into each house. One achbar went into one house, one achbar went into the other house. So I definitely know that chametz entered one of the houses. That's the rare thing. That's already the track. A counter indication. It detracts from the chazaka had. Because you can't tell me, oh, I got chazaka. You know, Vabe Chometz came into one of these houses. So it weakens the chazaka. So you can't rely on chazaka. I think in here, I don't know the chalal. I don't know the chalal is chometz in the first place. I don't know I'm dealing with chometz. Who says somebody got sopik chometz can detract from a Vabe bot? That's the discussion. So today's the second question I'm asking was, how can you tell me that the shayla here in the Gemara is regarding Bedikas Chometz? Bedikas Chometz? If the shayla is regarding Bedikas Chometz, and how can it detract from that the chazaka that house had already that said, I don't need another Bedika. I'm a cheskes bodok. I've already got this badge saying that I'm bodok, so I don't need it anymore. So your chat can't be true. That's the second question Tate says on Rashi. We're talking about a house that's been checked already. If the house wasn't checked, what's the sign of Shita? It's possible to buy Vedika. So obviously you have to do Vedika. If the house wasn't checked, you have to do Vedika. Obviously we're talking about a house that was checked, and now the Akpo went in. So the house in the Chazaka, there's a Chazaka, we should be able to remake it. Near the Re. So it says the Re, a Teret. This teretz is a teretz. Near the reed, this inyan shehevi achpo lebayis shenitza kaboy. The shayla is nothing about bigus. We're talking about a case where you found the chometz. You found that thing that achpo brought in, and the shayla is ishoy lachila ilav. The shayla is that to eat it or not. Is it chometz? Is it matzah? Is it chometz or matzah? According to places, this Achva, we're going to the Gemara, this Achva took from the 2 piles, is what you take. Or the chomitz matzah. Define it. What's the nafgamina? Nafgamina, whether you can eat it. Whether you can eat it. If we say it was called kavua, so it's kemetz ametz, you can't eat it. If it's called a polish, then you can eat it. Now to both questions. First question we had was, the hachnik tovlatachas yiboim, it's regarding a vela, kosher meat, non-kosher meat, and transfer that and use that as a raya for Hilchas B'dikas Chometz. B'dikas Chometz is only drabono. So maybe we're makel by B'dikas Chometz. Parents says, we're not talking about B'dikas Chometz. We're talking about Akshash Issa the right of Koris. Akshash of eating Chometz. So maybe about the Valdegaraya. By Nevela we hold Kol Kavua Kemetz Amesa. So too by Chometz we would say Kol Kavua Kemetz Amesa, you have to be Machm. And it wasn't for Ket. In the case when it was Porish, and now it went into the house. Since we also call the Porish, who are the Porish, I can be Mika. Call the Porish, Porish, I can be Mika. Down to the first Kasha. Second Kasha.
Okay, and we're not worried that... Are we not worried that you're over on Bal Yoror? And I can mean you might not come to eat it, but maybe you're over on Bal Yoror.
There's no such thing over Bal Yoror because you've got Chazaka. This house is Baduk. So there's no chance they're going to be over Bal Yoror.
Because you've got the Reyes against it.
That's what we're saying. In the first case, there's no Reyes. In the first case, there's no Reyes because you don't know for sure that Chometz at all came in the house.
Mm-hmm.
It might not have been Chometz. Only in the second case, there's a Reyes. In the first case, there's no Reyes. So it's a Mamela. We are makel regarding the din of tzedika. Regarding the din of chashash, maybe I'm going to eat issa, I don't have a chazaka, and it's mamish like, it's deraisa, it's amela, it's mamish comparable to teisha tziburim, and we can be machmir like teisha tziburim, and also, there's no chazaka to play a role in. So it's exactly like teisha tziburim. In the case where you saw that the achlus is
reinsum,
what reinsum? No, you're getting mixed up. There's two cases in the Gemara. One case we got 10 piles and one mouse. In that case, there's no reinsum because the mouse took some food, I don't know what he took. Then there's the second case where you have two houses and two mice. We're not talking about that case. In that case, we're making because some of the Rambam and the Kula are regarding the biggest chametz. In this first case, we were machmir. Gemara said, if you saw he took it from the pile, since the Kol Kavua Kemetz Ametz, you have to go to Chumah. It's a fake. Why should you have to go to Chumah? If the whole shad is regarding the biggest chametz, it says Rabban, and you've got Chazaka, why do you have to go to Kula? Go to Chumah. There it says, it's not regarding the biggest chametz. It's regarding whether you can eat that piece. Can you eat that piece? Can you eat the piece or not? So if you took it from the pile, so it's called kavua, so you can't eat the piece. It's chashis of the race. And if it was Polish, then the rule is called the Polish, but the Polish, and you can eat the piece. Yeah?
Okay. Now why would this even be problematic when we're talking this whole
attitude about being a Polish? Very good. So it's very that this question, this pshat of places is difficult. Because the sugya still here, well, talking about B'dikas Chometz, and afterwards talks about B'dikas Chometz. And in the middle, first I've seen something about Issa, the Raisa of eating Chometz. Although we're talking about Piskei Halachos, but normally Piskei Halachos should work somehow on the same idea. That question is also asked by the Ran, and that's why the Ran doesn't like this pshat. Which is true, it's the dochuk. Talk about the Raisa of eating Chometz. Who's talking about eating Chometz here? The whole sugya till here was talking about B'dikas Chometz. After the talking about B'dikas Chometz, so why should they throw in a something about eating Chometz?
Well, the
purpose of the B'dikas prevents somebody from eating it. Yeah. So there is some connection between them, but it's still dochuk. The case of talking about B'dikas, and after talking about B'dikas, you throw me Hilchos Achil in the middle. It's dochuk.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's... That's a difficulty on Tesis with the Rama. There's a big difficulty on Tesis. And I'm going to leave you with this question. I want you to think about it. There's a big difficulty on this Tesis. Why are we talking about mice? Why are we talking about mice? According to Rashi, I understand. The mice takes the food and hides it somewhere. I've got a shayla now, do I have to do a bdikas chametz or not? According to Tesis, the shayla is about eating the chametz. So it's the same shayla about a person himself taking it. The person goes and takes the chametz from the pile. He doesn't know which pile he took it from. Did he take from the chametz? Did he take from the matzah? He took food. He's got it in his hand. So do we say that kol kibur k'metzah metzah? So we do. So you can't eat it. Why talking about mouth bechlam? B'yoysa, in the first case, no, I don't want to talk about mouth. B'yoysa in the second case. The second case is mamash hakela. Remember what the second case of Tisha Chamri. What's the second case? It says, the Gemara starts out, it's Tisha Tzibon Shal Matzah, and a mouse came and took one. I don't know which one he took. Say that's like Tisha Chamri. Pirish, if the piece of bread separated from the pile, and then a mouse came and took it. Can you eat it? What's the mouse there playing any role there? As soon as it's separated, called the porridge, ruba porridge, I can go and eat that piece of bread. So now a mouse needs it a little bit more. What's a mouse? What's a mouse mad or worried? What's the mouse having to do with it? The first part of the Gemara, no, it's only a case. To know, it could be you taking it or a mouse taking it. Say that a mouse took it from nine piles, they're allowed to eat it. Answer, you're not allowed to eat it because 50-50, mefta, mefta, sovereign deraisa, you can't eat it. But the second half of the Lina Gemara, second line really doesn't read. Pireish, it's separated. V'alta arpa, and arpa came, v'alta and then took him. What did he do with it? And then put it over there, I found it over there. What's the whole big shayla now? Well, it was Pirish. Even if the mouse didn't come, it would be the same halacha. So what on earth is this line of Pirish for Asa Achba? How does Tosfos fit in with this? Symmetrical. It's only a good answer to be symmetrical if there was a reason in the first place why we spoke about Achba. So, as I said, really the same halacha would be if a person would have taken it from this pile. If a person took it from one of the piles, doesn't know which pile, it's called Kabbalah Al-Kemetan Mesa.
Can I suggest a possibility? This might be out there. This is something. So, I don't know, in my mind, I like to come up with svaras sometimes. So when I try to understand the difference in Sheikh Adair's mechsa mechsa, so I would say like this. You know, sometimes maybe you like Chinese food. Sometimes you like Italian food. Hear me out. So if something falls off a truck, so then I can go by the rules of statistics. You know, if there's 10 of one and one of something else, so the odds are this is what it is. But if someone tells me they went to a store, they went to a restaurant, so what does it matter if there are nine stores that are fleishik and one that's milchik? Maybe they were in the mood for milchik. Or there were nine stores that had some that had diet food and one had fattening food. Maybe they're in the mood for diet, maybe they're in the mood for fattening. So the statistics seems irrelevant because it seems like there's a bechira. What did you want? And whatever you wanted, that's what you went for. So then it's even. But I might think that only applies with a mensch that has bechira. If it's a mouse, I'll revert back to statistics again. And then the whole din of kavua should be thrown out. Comes to Gemara and says, no, even a mouse, it's not because of Bechira, it's just the way it is.
I must admit, I was following you, but I was going the opposite direction. I thought you were going to say something else, and then you threw a curveball and went the other way. So start again, Mosca, because I didn't have it.
Okay. When something falls off of a truck, it's very easy to say, you look at statistics, you know, if there's 100 bottles of beer and one bottle of wine, we'll assume that it's a bottle of beer, right? There's no reason to assume different. But if you go in the store to buy something, and you tell me you don't know what you bought, well, you're a person. If you feel like eating pizza that day, there's no reason to assume that you would have bought a salami. I don't care if there's 100 salamis in the store and only one pizza, because you get what you want. Everything else is irrelevant. So when
stop there. So there's nine stores that sell kosher meat and one non-kosher meat. According to that logic, why should we go 50-50?
Oh, okay, I'll tell you what. You know, like the joke with the guy, he needed 5 ovens? You know, he came with the taxes. You know, he needs milchik and fleishik, and then he needs milchik and fleishik for Pesach. So the guy in customs says, well, why do you need a 5th oven? He says, every now and then I like to eat tray. In other words, if a person's choosing to eat kosher, it doesn't matter if mostly the store has treif. They're looking for kosher. If a person's looking for treif, it doesn't matter if most of the food is kosher. They're looking for treif. So the point is, when a person goes in with bechira, to me, all bets are off. I don't care how much the store has of what. The person chose what they wanted. And if they don't know what they chose, it's 50-50. But I would think that only applies to a person. It doesn't apply to an animal. An animal just takes whatever it takes. So whatever the majority is, that's what it takes.
I hear where you're coming from. It's amazing to hear this, what you're saying, because the person went to the store, it's not only made a considered choice which store he wants to go to, because then why has he forgotten where he got it from? If he Dafka wanted to see Trace that day, well, maybe I want to see Kush that day. It seems a bit weird. But I hear where you're coming from, at least. I hear where you're coming from. But this is a question on Tesis, a big question on Tesis. Motzen's got his suggested chart, could be. But it's a big question. Why? But throughout the comes the second half, and you haven't answered me, Motzen, the second half, yeah? Oh, you'll tell me symmetrical. That's right. Okay. But the Frat according to the second half of the Gemara, why does the Gemara talk about Osa Achmon? It's a difficulty on Tesis. I don't have to think about it. See if you can come up with a pshat.
Why
would
the
deacon aspect of it? It's not going.
So even half of the deacon aspect, you still come across it to eat it. So they'll store food.
Right?
They'll go and scurry around, they'll
hit,
they'll store it.
They'll store it. And then I thought today that Neshoah asked it, and Flash talks about it. It's a strong question. It's a strong question on Tesis. According to Tesis, why talk about the mice? From the Tesis, Yiboyim Mele, you can come up with maybe Mahalach. But why by Pirish, Laos Achva? Why in that case talk about mice as well? That's a difficulty. But you can think about it, see if you got Teret. If not, then I'll share with you the Flash Teret tomorrow in the session. Okay, otherwise, please try, so regarding the end of Tesis, I think you should stop where we are up to. Don't do the Intema, because Intema, I've learned it together with you. It's based on other Gemaras. Don't do from Intema. You can start doing Chazor, what we learned today, and then start on the Balamoy, and the Ravid, and the Ram. So you got your hands full. Balamoy, Ravid, Ram. If you can't understand every word of the Ravid, not the end of the world, but Balamoy, Ravid, run, try and get the picture at least what each one's saying. So just have a great day, everyone.
No, I mean, is it possible that, I mean, try to understand why if I go into a store that has 9 of 1 and 1 of the other, it's considered Amexa, but if it falls off the truck and there's 9 of 1, we go by majority. Is it not possible the choice has something to do with it?
The Ran will explain it. The Ran. If you learn through the Ran, you'll see he explains it. It's a, you don't really say this like a Shaila. The Ran explains it. He said it yesterday, but the Ran explains it as well. That's lovely.
Okay.